It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR, Friday afternoons on All Things Considered. Try to put the spotlight on an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are welcoming back our friend Jesse Savio. He's a guitarist from the local rock act Kings of Spade. You may recall they were on as a music interview not that long ago, and they were doing a show in town. We put them on the radio a few months ago, I think it was. But now he's back on Helping Hand for a very special reason. This week, they have a show. It's coming up tonight at the Republic. The show is going to be lounge doors at 6. So just in a moment or two, the lounge will be opening. The venue doors at 8. And then Kings of Spade, his band, as well as fellow local rockers 8250, is that how I say their name?
That's right.
They're going to be presenting a Willie K benefit concert. I don't know if you've heard, I'm assuming you had, that Willie K, legendary local musician, is battling lung cancer. And this event is going to offer 100% of the proceeds to support his medical bills right now. Over his career, Willie K has participated in numerous benefits and fundraisers to support many causes. And Kings of Spade are gathering with many fellow local entertainers to try their best to offer Willie K a helping hand. And that's why we are thrilled to have them on the air with us today. Our friend, guitarist, songwriter for Kings of Spade, Jesse Savio. Welcome back, Jesse. And thanks so much for taking time to be here on this busy day that you got.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, man. It's great to be here.
And this is, first, the show. It came together, how exactly? How did this come together that, and then tell us about the laundry list of folks that you have rallied for what will be a remarkable evening.
Sure. You know, as soon as we heard about Uncle Willie, he's always been, like, super, super nice to us. I mean, Uncle Willie is, it's a very fitting name for him in general as to, like, how he relates to people. You know, he's a great dude. And he has been way kinder to us than he needs to be. He invited us out. I don't know if you want to edit this out later, but this is actually kind of a fun story about how I'd always heard of him and I'd never met the guy or anything like that. But he does as you were saying, like some of his charitable events, he throws a blues fest every year over on Maui, and he has some big names come over for it. Steven Tyler, Billy Gibbons, Taj Mahal, Mick Fleetwood, who of course is always there anyways, but but that guy, oh geez. Anyway, so, and it benefits the Kidney Foundation, right? And so I'm one morning, like I was awake extra early for some reason. I was driving in my car and I get this call from a phone number I didn't recognize. I pick it up and I was like, hello? And he's like, hey, this Uncle Willie K. And I was like, what? Hello? He's like, this Uncle Willie K. And I was like, I'm sorry, who is this? And he goes, this is Uncle Willie K. And I was like, oh, geez. I pull over. I was like, oh, Uncle Willie, sir, I'm sorry. Like, hey, how's it going? He's like, yeah, no, good. I wanted to, you know, and see if you guys wanted to come over and play, you know, this this blues fest over in Maui. And you know, the whole crew he has around him, they put on a great thing. They treat the musicians very nicely, and they raise a lot of money for the Kidney Foundation. I've gone over and played it, you know, a good number of times. Wow. I found myself on stage with him, Billy Gibbons, wow, Steven Tyler, at this end jam, playing like Sweet Home Chicago. One time, even like, one year, this a couple years ago, we played it, like, everyone's like going round robin with the solos. I'm the young, like nobody guy. I'm just standing there, just keeping rhythm. Turns around and gives me a little head nod. Of course, you, on the radio, you couldn't see that I just did a head nod, but I did, trust me. And he's like, take it, go on. And I'm like, let me take the solo. Like, he didn't have to do that. I'm a nice guy, you know? And so he's been, and he's just been really encouraging to us as a band and, you know, putting out phone calls to his friends when he can in our, on our behalf. And,
wow.
And so when we heard this, immediately we were like, well, we gotta do something to, you know, help. And they've been putting on a lot of benefit.
Yeah, there have been a ton of things.
Totally. You know, Hawaiian concerts, there's a golf tournament. There's
I think what you're
stuff.
Showing, though, is a lot of people have their own personal connections for how he has helped
exactly.
them. And so not only has he been busy helping a lot of causes and stuff, but he's, through the story you just told, he gives other people the chance to help, and it feels good and includes you in things. And
so we're like, what can we do? Well, the one thing we know how to do is put on a rock show, you know what I mean? And what better tribute to this? I mean, this dude rocks, you know, like his roots are, you know, Hawaiian, and he nails that falsetto, and he can sing anything. You ever hear that guy sing opera?
I've
that
heard
guy
him.
Kills opera, but he loves to rock.
I know, you know? He does.
So we're like, all right, how about we do a rock tribute show, and we're gonna pick five like rock hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and then we're gonna bring up different singers to feature on each one.
So that's how all the these guests, that's Paula all Fuga's one,
yeah.
Yoza,
yeah.
Keith Batlin,
yeah.
Who else is gonna be a part of this?
Violetta Beretta, Big Mox, Dave Edry, our buddy Andy from the band Seven Pairs of Iron Shoes, this great sort of magical freestylist, Joel Spiral. He's going to be great. So we got all these people on board. We learn the band, Kings of Spade, learns all these songs. And kind of a heavy set list. When you start dissecting some of these rock songs, there's
I was looking at 20
of them. Took us kind of a while.
Yeah, there's going to be, I don't want to give away all the stuff, but there.
We put that out.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's already out there.
You can say the set list.
But if you ever hear Kings of Spade, singer does a mean Joplin kind of presentation. Yeah. So Janis will be represented there. I see Zeppelin, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, you should hear her do Axl.
Rage Against the Machine, yeah. All kinds of different things from throughout the, excuse me, all kinds of different stuff from, like Jesse just said, from different eras. So all kinds of folks who want to help Willie will be able to feel like there is something that represents memories and nostalgia that is important to them. And as you also said, Willie is a diverse musician who can rock. When I was at the other radio station and they had a 5-year anniversary party thing, yeah, for me, we had Mick Fleetwood's Island Rumors band, I guess it was called, that, sure, had Willie in the band,
yeah,
come and play over at what they called Pipeline Cafe at the time. So,
oh yeah, I remember that.
And so
before it was the UFC gym.
Right, yeah. So Willie is one of those guys who is very, very talented and has given back throughout the years. So you have put together a really special way to honor him from your own skill set, from your own, what you know how to do, like you said, you wanted to give back and you're using your talents to do it. And it's going to be $20 at the door. Yep. Again, you can get into the lounge in just a few minutes, and the lounge will be opening at 6. Doors for the show is going to be at 8.
Yep.
Music's going to go 9 to midnight, with so many different artists who are going to be doing this. Are the various guest musicians, the way you just described it, going to be backed by you guys and 8250, or are they just opening up on the first half?
8250 is opening.
Okay.
Yeah. These guys are all backed by Kings of Spade.
Got it. So yeah, you guys will be hosting all the various local special guests, sitting, yeah, in with you guys on hand-picked songs. Did you kind of work out who would do what with them, or you didn't kind of assign people and say, I think you'd sound great doing Alanis Morissette?
A little bit of that. It was kind of some of this and some of that. We basically made the set list first, and then we started reaching out to the singers.
Good for you.
And seeing, you know, showed them the set list, like, hey, which of these would you want to do?
Okay.
And then we just like called certain people, like, hey, we want you to do this one. A little bit of, you know, a little bit of mixed bag.
And a cabaret performance that's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the singers is Violetta Beretta. She's in Cherry Blossom Cabaret.
Right.
And and so she's going to be incorporating that into the song that she's featuring on.
So you've played with him many times over the years.
Handful of times. Yeah.
You've played with Willie a handful of times,
yeah,
over the years.
Yeah.
Does he know about the concert?
He does, yeah. He's we're not sure if he's going to be able to make it. Hopefully he'll be able to make it. You know, there's always various scheduling,
sure,
things and whatnot. But that wasn't even really on our mind.
No.
You know, like, if he would show, I mean, guy lives on Maui.
Right. No, you're doing it for him. It's not about, yeah, him being there.
And then, you know, if people can't make it to the show tonight, there's he has a GoFundMe campaign. If you just go to GoFundMe.com and search, you know, Willie K, it comes right up.
We'll have the link for it,
yeah,
in the online post. And so folks who cannot make it to the show tonight and want to support Willie in their own way and haven't been able to, or just it's another avenue to do it, you can go to the show. It's $20 at the door. 100% of the ticket sales for tonight are going to Willie K's battle against lung cancer, and you can take advantage of the GoFundMe page. I'll have the link at the post for this, where we'll have the full interview, the radio feature, the contact details for Kings of Spade, which is kingsofspade.com, And of course, you can find all the other Helping Hand segments archived there too at hawaiipublicradio.org. Other thoughts?
No, that about wraps it up, man. I'm looking forward to it tonight. Like, I'm ready to go. Hopefully people want to come out and get down with us and
do a good thing.
Do a good thing.
There's a great story you told, and yeah, I'm wishing a whole bunch of success tonight on this thing. It's a benefit. It's tonight at the Republic in Honolulu. Lounge doors in a few minutes, venue doors at 8, and it's going to be Local Rockers 8250 opening for Kings of Spade, who will bring out a whole bunch of local talent, all doing it in honor of Willie K to raise funds for his battle against cancer. It's guitarist, songwriter for Kings of Spade, Jesse Savio, our good friend, and doing some good in the community, and our guest today on Helping Hand. Thanks for doing what you're doing for Willie and inspiring other people to take advantage of whatever skill they have and realize how much potential they've got to do some good with it. I know once a month you go and you play your music as a volunteer to play music for people at a nursing home, and yeah, you do that because you just want to give back. So there's so many ways people can have heard this and go, you know what, I have something I could do, and I have this talent, I have this skill, I didn't even realize I could harness it. So thanks for being a source of inspiration and for doing this gig.
Oh, thanks, man. My pleasure.